Ooh, that looks fun. T-Tag is here.
TFM. So, Adikap, Night Show TFM here, TP Cup. All right, so the first horror game that I'm introducing tonight is named Scorn, spelled as S-C-O-R-N, developed by Ebb Studio. Now, the game is expected to be released this coming October 21st. So, players will be playing a first-person view game against unnatural biological metallic aliens. So, these aliens have steel shields. So you will have to wake up in this desolated industrial civilization that now lies in ruin. There are biomechanical contraptions that are horrifying and gruesome, so definitely not for the faint of heart. From the short narrative gameplay shown on YouTube, there won't be any dialogues or storytelling though. Everything will only be in video and images, so it's only you playing with an eerie background music of something crawling around. Maybe there's faces, it's gonna pop up anywhere, and the gun is very unusual. I mean, like, this game is definitely, like I said, not for the faint of heart. You really need to have a strong heart to play this. And of course, if you like some gruesome stuff and gleet, creepy crawlies, things like that, like trypophobia, TFM.
Flying cars? New study? Gaming updates? It's all here on TFM's T-Tech.
Hello, what's up, Night Show TFM here. Hello, what's up, it's TB here. Okay, now another horror game that's worth mentioning is The Chant, okay? It's developed by Brass Token. This is yet another terrifying game because from the looks of the teaser gameplay, everything is just really, really, I would say, scary. In this game, you're playing as a woman who is on a spiritual retreat on a remote island called Glory Island. And one night, while everyone was doing a chant, something went wrong. Yeah, you know that something went wrong, then something bad is gonna happen. All the negative energy from that chant, from the people combined, and open up a dimension of cosmic terror. And now you, the only survivor, or there are others, of course you have to find them, you have to survive and uncover the mystery of that island, as well as battling these monsters. From the look of the gameplay as well, I feel like you have some superpowers that involve, like, because it's a dimension, so there's certain powers, like you can summon spikes from the ground, you can suddenly go into a time-space thing, so I guess it's quite fun as well, but again, not a fan of a horror genre. This game is coming out November 3rd though, so if you're interested, make sure to mark your calendars. TFM.
Gamers and techies, you're in the right place. It's TFM's T-Tag.
Yo, Naisha, what's up, my G's? It's your boy TB here. Okay, so the next horrifying game. Okay, there's nothing more horrifying than playing a game that has monsters chasing you around. That adrenaline, right? Well, Choo Choo Charles is about to make your love for trains gone forever. According to developer Two Star Games, Charles is a bloodthirsty train that you need to destroy him. You'll be given a chance to equip your trains with lots of firepower, level up your train to be faster and more tanky. And if you're thinking like, okay, running away from a train doesn't sound scary, well, it's like playing like a Subway Surfer, right? Chasing by policemen. Well, for your information, Choo Choo Charles is not only a train, it is a train crossed with a spider. Okay, imagine a body of a train with spidery legs and a Pennywise-like clown face in front of you with bloody sharp teeth. Oh my goodness. It's very scary for me. Watching the gameplay, I feel like I can't breathe as well. It's like so much adrenaline rushing. It's moving very fast. Well, if you like playing this game, well, better not let Charles catch up to you. TFM.